Welcome to Four Quarter Friday, part of the Chief Sports Network. Talking South Carolina high school sports every Friday morning and proudly presented by the South Carolina Athletic Coaches Association. With weekly appearances from coaches, players, and media around the state. Let's go! Off the first quarter. Happy Friday.
Welcome to the Four Quarter Friday show. We're live here from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina at Doug Shaw Memorial Stadium. I got my friend Jordan Morgan here with us, and y'all probably recognize Jordan. Dude, welcome to the beach. It's a little chilly, got a nip in the air, and we're going to be talking all about this football game that's going to be played on Saturday. At 12 o'clock, and some of these guys might play for the very last time ever, and so it's a special event. It's the Touchstone Energy Bowl. They do a great job of sponsoring. It's the 78th annual bowl. Jordan, dude, what's been special about this week? Me and you have been here all week. What's been special about it for you?
You know, man, I playing in this game 7 years ago, I think now, you know, when you're a player, the first couple of days, it's kind of like, you know, soaking off. Everybody doesn't really know each other. I think what's special is the relationships and the bonding that you make with kids all over the state of South Carolina. Everybody had a different journey in high school football or whatever it is, and then you all end up here, whether, you know, you're going on to play college ball or you're just going to go be a student. Right here, you're one of the top players in the state of South Carolina, and you get to be here one last time, and, that man, that's special. They'll be on – their names will be on billboards. You know, at their high schools and stuff, at certain ones that do that and stuff, which is really cool. So you leave a legacy. You leave kids that are, you know, young that, like, I want to be just like him one day. And that's what all these kids are doing, man. It's just a special week. It's the best, like we said last night, how many times we heard, it's the best event in the upstate. Or, not upstate, pardon me.
Yeah.
The best event in the country is what it is.
And for anybody who doesn't really know too much about All-Star Games in South Carolina, and it looks like we just lost our camera feed. So we're going to make a quick quick adjustment here. And let's see here. We're going to go quick to the computer. And we will see technical difficulties. This is the first time we've gone live. And bear with us. But it's the 78th annual game. And there's only been two times that they haven't played the game, actually played the game. One was COVID, mm-hmm. and then there was one decades ago, and I'm not exactly sure. I haven't gotten the backstory on that, Jordan, but this will be my, I believe, 16th year being here at this game. And just to be around these kids, around these coaches that have earned the ability to just come in, from years of service, earning the ability to play this game, and being a special player throughout their whole entire career. Yesterday, the players got to take a bunch of kids from Myrtle Beach High School to Target to go shopping. And that's just something they do every year. Touchstone Energy and multiple other sponsors donate a lot of money to be able to show these kids a good Christmas. And some of these kids will only be able to get Christmas gifts through this program. And so we made a short video to kind of show you the experience about that. It's always one of the highlights, if not the highlight, of this week. And Mad Dog's going to play that for us here soon.
Thank you. shopping for first? All right, what do we got so far, guys?
We're back now. That was just awesome. An awesome day yesterday. We have RJ Brown from South Point High School. Just finished off a state championship run, won in the game. You rushed for, I think, 190-something yards, 2 touchdowns. Real quick, talk about how special that was for you last week after your, in your senior year.
Yes, sir. You know, obviously for it to be the last game, you know, the biggest game of the season, just to come out and play my best game of the season. You know, it was real good for us.
Yeah.
You know, helping us get the win the state championship.
RJ, what's this week been like for you? You know, being here since Tuesday, I believe, is when y'all came and reported. Yesterday, y'all got to go shopping with kids from Myrtle Beach that don't have a lot and was their chance to have a good Christmas. Tell us a little bit about that, what that meant to you.
You know, it's been amazing down here, you know, getting to meet new guys from the upstate, you know, getting to go out with those kids, help them shop and, you know, make their day. You know, my child that I shot with, she was crying at first because she was, you know, nervous, scared to be around us. And, you know, we got to shopping and got around with the toys and stuff. It really brightened her day. She started talking and smiling. She really enjoyed it. So I was happy to, you know, make her day.
You'll probably never forget that, will you?
No, sir.
Yeah. Awesome. Jordan, I think you might have had a question for RJ here.
Yeah, man.
Former player to a player.
Yeah, you know, I think I could probably be up here all day and ask questions. I mean, he's at one of the top programs in the state of South Point, stuff for South Point to get back on top. You know, when I was in school, my freshman through senior year, South Point won it. That was the days of Darion Kendrick, Stephen Gilmore. I think Joe Irwin, some of those guys, the older currents and stuff too. What's it like to get South Point back on top and stuff too?
You know, like they always said, we couldn't be the class that didn't go out with a state championship. You know, every class, they won a state championship. Yeah. They had won it like 4 years in a row. So we just couldn't be the class that go out without winning a state championship.
Man, that's awesome. You look at it, I mean, you look at your game you had. I mean, the way you're running between the tackles and making plays. I mean, there's a reason why y'all don't throw the ball a lot. You know, what Steven, we were looking at, you know, 192 yards, 2 touchdowns. In the game, did you know it was that good?
Yes, sir. When I got that first handoff, I burst for like 20, 25 yards. I was like, oh, yeah.
It's on the day.
That type of game.
Yeah, it's that type of game. That's right. The drilling starts rolling. Yes, yeah, man. Steven, we had a question. I'm sure you guys probably played college football 26. In between time, I remember being here. We did the same exact thing and stuff, too. Who's the best and who's the worst?
Player-wise?
Player-wise.
The other running back, he real good.
Yeah.
And the worst probably. Probably one of the linebackers from Woodruff.
Woodruff, so the shots are being fired here today. Yeah,
What's his excuse? Is he's like, hey, man, I'm working out all the time. I play football. I don't play video games. Is that what it is?
I think everybody's excuse that they'd be losing the game a lot is they don't play the game a lot.
Yeah. RJ, tell us a little bit about who is the class clown of this group right now? Y'all having a lot of fun. Who's the most serious that needs y'all trying to get loosened up, break out of his shell a little bit? Anybody come to mind?
Nah, not really. I ain't gonna lie. I've been the goofiest. I ain't gonna lie. We've been laughing. We've been having a good time. And, like, everybody just been, like, you know, coming together. Everybody just been laughing, having fun, having a good time.
That's awesome.
Yes, sir.
RJ, last question for you before we get you out of here. I know you got big plans coming up here. You got spring to get through, spring semester. I know I talked to your coach, Coach Collins, yesterday, and they said a lot of people are looking at you.
Yes, sir.
Who would you say, if you're talking to a college coach right here on this, at this table, who would you say you try to model your game after? Who do you compare yourself to that people might be able to understand your style of running the football?
I know a lot of people ain't going to be like, but he not even a running back. I kind of like Jeremiah Smith.
Yes, that's a heck of a pick. You know what I mean? You made some plays that resemble him just well. So they're just natural ability. Yes, I like that. Yes, sir.
RJ, thanks for joining us today. Have fun out there on Saturday. You get to hit some of your friends one last time. Yes, you're a hard-nosed running back. Yes, you don't shy away from contact.
Oh, no.
So and to match that with speed, y'all, he's a lot of fun to watch. So thanks so much for joining us today.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. And we're going to hit a quick break. After this commercial break, we're going to interview some other coaches and players and just continue this highlight of a special event here at the Touchstone Energy Bowl in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
The Barn Dominium Company wants to help you build your dream home with your dream space to watch the games and entertain your friends and family. Make your dream a reality. Visit thebarndominiumco.com. That's thebarndominiumco.com for floor plans, photo galleries, locations, and to learn more about us.
Oh, man. The building is on fire.
Emergencies and accidents happen. When you're in the middle of a fire or water event, all you want is for things to return to normal as soon as possible. Resto Pros of the Midlands is with you, guiding you through the process and working with you to get your home or office back in working order. They'll answer your questions, discuss procedures, and can act as your advocate when it comes to processing your insurance claim. RestoProsMidlandsSC.com. Open 24/7 when you need them. Quality that is guaranteed.
When playing sports, you want a coach that will fight for you. At Hewitt D'Amaduro's Law Firm, we've got your back. Whether it's personal injury, insurance disputes, negligence, or wrongful death, our team delivers exceptional legal services that makes meaningful difference in the lives of the individuals and families we work for. Visit hdlawsc.com. hdlawsc.com. Hewitt D'Amaduro's, we're on your team.
Check the statewide high school scoreboard every Friday night on the Chief Sports app.
This is Four Quarter Friday, hosted by Justin Hall and Steve Hall. Taking a deep dive into high school athletics in South Carolina every Friday morning. Part of the Chief Sports Network.
Man, it's a stretch, bro.
And we're live from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. We got Coach Bobby Collins, the state champion, South Point High School. Coach, thank you for joining us and giving us a little bit of your time. You're about to hit the practice field, so we got to get him in and out so he can get back to these kids.
I'm excited to be here, man. I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach, talk to us about what last week meant to you. I mean, this senior class, it was talked about all week. Talk probably all year.
Yeah.
They were determined to not be the first class in South Point High School history to not win a state championship. Tell us a little bit about that journey and what that meant to you as their coach.
Yeah, you know what? That's pressure, man. That's pressure, man. But by the grace of God, we got it done. So I thank him for that. We're, you know, that was it. You know, I think just in Rock Hill, South Carolina, it's a recipe. It starts with our little league football programs, our travel football programs. The standard is high, starting at the age of five, that in Rock Hill, you got to win. You got to win big. You know, the tradition of state championships, the tradition of Division I football players to NFL players, that's there. So I think, you know, getting guys up for big games, that's something we don't have to do as head coaches. I don't think those stages are too big for our players. And if you want to compete and want to do it at a high level, you come to Rock Hill, South Carolina to get it done.
Yeah. And you know what was interesting, Coach? Jordan, I was actually interviewing Anthony Baxter and Xavian after the game. And, you know, I asked them both the same question. What was the special moment this season in the process? Because once you get there, it's kind of like they kind of y'all expect to be there.
Without
y'all expect to win that. But you know what both of them said? That win over Northwestern.
Yeah, you know, the win over Northwestern was different just because we were down. We were down. And I think at that point, you saw, you know, in my opinion, the best play in the country kind of put us on his back, you know, from two touchdowns towards the end, you know, big interception. Man, when he tossed that ball to R.J. Brown, it was 3D linemen on us. You know, I was telling my old line coach, it looked like we had a screen call because we didn't block anybody. So, you know, you had three or four guys on him, and he's hurtling out of there, and he throws it out there, a little shovel pass to R.J. Brown. R.J. makes a move, get in the end zone. Caden Watkins, I think people don't talk about it enough in the end. Caden Watkins with the big interception, you know, they put Trips to one side. They throw the ball to Cameron Vance, who, in my opinion, is one of the best players in the state of South Carolina at the wide receiver spot. And Caden Watkins comes down with an interception in the end zone. You know, it solidified to me what we do at practice, I think, and I'm going to stand on it to this day. We had the best defense in the state. You know, just how we challenge those guys in film and in walkthrough and in weightlifting and in sprints. So I think, you know, yes, that was a turning point for us. I also think West Charlotte High School, you know, you're playing a real tough football team. We didn't score any points in that game. And we blocked the field goal in overtime, and then we kicked the field goal to win it 10-7. Jazavian picked the ball off and went for 80 yards for a touchdown. But, you know, it was us. You know, it was a humbling point for our offense to say, hey, we got to go back to the drawing board and get some things done to be able to figure out a way to get some wins.
Yeah. And one thing, Jordan's a former player in this game and played quarterback. So, you know, Jordan, I know you probably got some questions about Jazavian and coach's journey up until this point to make it to this game as an honor to be selected to coach in this game. Jordan, you have a couple questions for Coach.
First off, if I want to ask every question, he'd be here all day. He wouldn't make practice or the game.
Without a doubt.
My last game was against you guys in the third round of the playoffs when y'all had Darren Kendrick, Stephen Gilmore, all those. I think Little Currents was on that team too and stuff too. So you kind of look at Little Currents and you look at his brother and stuff too, and how it goes full circle. And it's like, man, you know, Xavier, I think that play, I think it went viral and stuff too, of how he made the play. And, you know, some kids just make plays that other kids can't, right? It kind of remind me of Darion Kendrick, right? It was like, you know, we weren't a bad team. Now we weren't their speed and stuff, but Darion Kendrick made us look like JV kids a lot. And so a lot of stuff got away. And Xavier reminds me of that. To see him go to South Carolina, stay in the state, I think is huge. And I'll say this, I think he, you know, I don't want to put any pressure on the kid and stuff. I think he's an NFL guy. Yeah. I think he's playing on Sundays. He's long, he's rangy and stuff. What have you seen through him the past 4 years and stuff too that people may not know out there a little bit?
Yeah, you know, I'm fortunate. You know, I got some sons, two personal boys. My oldest son played for me last year, in the Shrine Bowl, was at Navy. Then I got a 10th grade son that's going to be an offensive lineman for us next year, probably at the center spot. And, you know, when we go lift weights or we go to the field and work out, you know, it could be 100 degrees outside, and he'd be like, man, Dad, you know, it's hot. Why are we going out here to lift? and what we, you know, man, I'm just tired. Can we just do this on another day? And then as we're pulling into the school, we'll look out there on the field, and it's Jazavian and his dad. And I'll point out to him, I say, yo, don't ever think you're not the guy that's working. So what I contribute to Jazavian is his humbleness and how hard he works. He's not going to come in the next day and tell his teammates, well, man, me and my dad was out here working, or I'm doing this or I'm doing that. He's a humble kid. You know, he doesn't miss a lift. He doesn't miss a sprint. He's not a training room guy. He's catching reps on both sides of the ball. He's watching film on both sides of the ball. But again, he's not talking about that. He's not bragging about that. I think he's humble. He's hardworking. I think Coach Beamer and those guys are getting a good one. And the legacy of, you know, future high-level Division I guys and, you know, future NFL guys, you know, he's on the board with the rest of those guys came out of South Point.
Handles his business.
Correct, man. Blue-collar worker, man. Brings his hard hat to work every day.
I think that speaks to South Point as a whole. Correct. You know, Stephen Gilmore and B.J. Davis, they were my roommates down here at this game. And
the way
they were wired and stuff. I remember that game, like Stephen Gilmore and B.J. was playing safety. Steven was going back on both, and like the way they were wired, like it was the next rep mentality.
Correct.
Every single time. And it was, you know, I remember, I think there was a hitcher out on that field and stuff too. And I miss it. And I don't know. Steve came in and, like, you know, normally somebody was like, we'll get it, you know, in four more reps. Like this, he was like, we're going back.
Yeah.
And stuff. And every time, not to keep harping on 2017, but it speaks to all your kids as a whole. I mean, every rep that Stephen Gilmore had and stuff, he would catch the ball and he would run all the way down the field to the other end zone.
Yeah.
And I've never seen that before. And stuff too, but man, what you guys have done and built to get back on top, you know, man, it's got to be a great feeling.
Oh, great feeling, man, great feeling. Like I said, you know, every head coach there is 1-1. I definitely didn't want to be left out of that deal.
Yeah.
You know, in the city of Rock Hill, and I heard Paige Walford said Northwestern won, you know, two state championships. So hats off to Paige. You know, he does an excellent job over there at Northwestern High School. So, but again, you know, you take a week off and you back in the lab.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's the standard. You know, that's the standard. Our kids know when we get back in January, first block, we have football class, and it's a 12-month process.
Right.
And I think our success this year here past was, how hard we worked in the weight room. Coach James West is our strength coach / psychiatrist. You know, he minds the meal.
Yeah.
So, you know, hats off to him, man. We wouldn't be here. We wouldn't win a state championship without him. I sincerely think he's the best in the business. But for any young athletes out there, it starts in the weight room. Starts in the offseason.
Exactly right.
Coach, we got to get you to practice. You're about to go coach up these boys for some of them, maybe their last time as a high school student. And that's so special for them to be playing in this game. But tell us real quickly, what did it mean to you when you got selected to coach in this game?
Now, I'm going to tell you, it's the biggest honor for me. I played in this game in 1998. I'm from Sumter, played at Sumter High School, played for Tom Lewis at Sumter. And I played in this game in 1998, still have friends from this game. Think it's the best all-star game ever. And it's an honor. It's an honor to be down here in Myrtle Beach, to be working with the men that I'm working with and the players, you know, the other coaches from the South at Sumter. I played in the South, but, you know, just it's just such great camaraderie, just so much pride in what we do here in this state. I coached in North Carolina for 10 years, and then now I'm on year 12 here in South Carolina. So, you know, to be back home, to be coaching football, to be, you know, to be able to win a state championship and coaching this game all in the same year, man, you know, it's just for all the non-believers, God is real, man. It's just true blessing, true blessing.
Coach, thanks for joining us.
Yes.
Appreciate you.
Thank you, man. Yo, keep doing the good work. Thank you.
Thank you. And we're going to go to a quick break, and after that we're going to talk more with some North-South coaches and a player. We got two special people from South Aiken High School who are going to be joining us soon here after the break.
Palm Casual Outdoor Patio Furniture proudly supports high school athletics across South Carolina. If it's time to make your outdoor space the best it can be, with lifetime warranties and guarantees, visit one of our Palm Casual stores in Myrtle Beach, Bluffton, Somerville, or Mount Pleasant. PalmCasual.com. PalmCasual.com. Turn on the lights. It's Friday night.
At Moultrie Insurance, our agents are working for you. Our commercial lines of coverage are well-sourced and intimately chosen. We offer commercial lines of coverage such as business owners, umbrella, property, auto, or general liability coverage. and evaluate every option to find what fits you best. Like a good offensive coordinator, we will draw up the plays, but only run with what you feel comfortable. Get in touch with our quarterback, Perry Orth, or our head coach, Frank, by visiting MoultrieIns.com. MoultrieIns.com.
It's the Four Quarter Friday High School Show on the Chief Sports Network. Proudly covering high school athletics across the state of South Carolina with accurate, trusted analysis, in-depth interviews with coaches, media, and players, and quality information. Every Friday at 9 a.m., we're here for you. Proud partner of the South Carolina Athletic Coaches Association.
Finish it out. Get in.
And we're live back here at Doug Shaw Memorial Stadium in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, live from the 78th annual Touchstone Energy Bowl. Guys, this is such a special event, Jordan and Coach Smith here. We've been trying to do this for a little bit, a few weeks, get you on the show.
We've had some internet issues, some phone issues, some health issues. We've had it all, man. Yeah. Everything's tried to mess this thing up. We finally got here.
Well, you know how it is. Coaches are some of the most flexible people out there because they got to be. You're coaching high school kids. You coached this young man, Jordan Morgan.
I did. I coached Jordan. My favorite Jordan story is he called a dad. We're beating Wade Hampton pretty good early in the game. And it's 3rd and 1 on the 41, and we call a RPO, and Jordan throws an incomplete in the end zone. I'm like, dadgummit, Jordan, just hand it off and get the first down. We'll throw it some more. So we call another RPO on 4th and 1. He threw it complete in the end zone again. So we turned the ball over, you know, because he didn't understand if you hand it to that big back and let him get 2 yards, we can throw 5 more passes. But he wouldn't do it.
Yeah. Well, when you're 16, 17 years old, you know, yeah, I guess you think you know everything and stuff. But what's so crazy is now I'll watch a football game and I think of that exact story many times. And so I'm going to just run the ball. And I'm like, well, who am I kidding? Because in 2017, I didn't do that and stuff. But, coach, man, played for you, one of the most influential coaches I ever had. To be honest with you, you were always there, you know, building every kid up and stuff too. Even some days, I probably didn't have good practices. You were just kind of there like, you got it. It means a lot. And coach, to see you here as assistant, now as a head coach from an alumni, from the Smith player stuff, man, it's truly awesome to see.
That's great, man. I love it. Love what I do. And this is a little bittersweet because this is the last time I get to do this as a coach here because it's my second time around this game. And I was talking to a coach this morning and just say, you know, you love it, but you kind of hate it because it's kind of great, but you won't do it again. It's always a great week to do to get to go to Target with the kids and see those kids buying gifts for each other and, you know, just experience everything we experience. We work with a different group of coaches and all that. It's always fun.
That's no doubt. No doubt. You know, coach, who is – one guy on the team that would be the jokester that kind of lightened up the room or the bus when they get on, who you kind of been around, man, you've just
probably
really...
our jokesters, Quinn Mahaffey, the quarterback from Bishop England. Uh-huh. You know, he kind of has a good time with it, and he's really tried to liven some things up a little bit. But we've had a pretty good group. You know, the first day they were all kind of quiet, and we noticed yesterday out here at practice, the ones who were off on the side, maybe not doing anything, we were doing some kicking stuff. They sound like a regular team, cutting up with each other, picking on each other, talking about, hey, I ran over you. You remember that during the season. And because they've all faced each other. So now they've kind of gelled a little bit and gotten to know each other a little bit. So it's been great.
Man, that's awesome, coach. That's awesome.
Coach, tell us a little bit about your team. I mean, we broke down the North roster when we interviewed Coach Boggs earlier in the season. To talk about this game. This is going to be our last episode of the North-South All-Star Game Series. Tell us a little bit about the kids you've gotten to know and who they are as players and who they are as people.
I'd say, first of all, you know, it starts with us. We're going to throw the ball a little bit, but we love our running backs. I mean, we got some great ones. Ryan Campbell, who was kind of a phenomenal little kid. He's a little kid, and he figures out how to – he hit the ball one time and just got to squirt it through there in there from – Ryan Campbell's from Ashley Ridge.
great back. You know, Jared Fox, who's a local kid here from Carolina Forest, and then Tyleek Dukes is a King Street kid. Man, those three kids can run. They've all figured everything out. And then got to go back to quarterback. We talked about Quinn there, but you know, we got Connor Dantzler, who's a quarterback at James Island. And every time I was looking on Twitter on Friday night on the way home after a game on a bus, or on Saturday morning, I saw Connor Dantzler at James Island, Aiden McCarthy at Bluffton. I saw their highlights. I think the big surprise for us this week really has been a kid that we knew about, J.Q. Crosby, who's at Stratford. He's going to Georgia Southern. He and Carter Coleman from Ridgeview catch everything. They have caught everything thrown at him. Those two, I mean, it's amazing. He made J.Q. made the J.Q. stands for Jaquan. I asked him, man, I want to know there's something into it. But he caught everything thrown at him. He made the big catch against River Bluff to in the playoffs. And then on the flip side, I mean, I think you got to look at on the defensive side, Davion McKinnis, who's kind of a jokester, but mm-hmm. nose guard from North Augusta. He's had a good time with us all week long. And then I think, you know, the other one that has really been Chris Stewart from Andrews, big kid, mm-hmm. you know, lanky kid, long range, got length on him. I mean, man, when you put all these kids together, you try to go out there and coach with them. It's really a lot of fun. And you, this team together would be an unbelievable bunch to have around every week.
You got some big old dudes coaching this game almost like every year. I mean, this is an all-star game. I think I was talking to Coach Durham earlier in the week, and he was telling me about his player that he's going to Western Michigan.
Yeah. He had a hand warmer the other day, and we said, look, Bo, that hand warmer's good, but that ain't going to do you a bit of good, you know, in Western Michigan. So if you think it's cold now, you might need to rethink this a little bit. And we kind of gave him a hard time, but then you know, it's just been a great week. Jamin Pinckney, how about the kid going to Florida State from Woodland? Mm. I mean, he's 6'5", and he's a little, you know, some of these kids, I see their height, and I kind of walk up to him. I'm like, you know, I'm 6'1". I look at him and say, yeah, you ain't 6'1", are you? He's legit 6'5". Mm. There's no question. And he could put on weight, and he's got length, and he can move and just likes to hit. And then I tell you another one. I can't do anything without talking about this one. Terry Gordon, linebacker from South Florence. Mm. Wow. Hadn't wore a sleeve yet. Hadn't put pants on yet, wore shorts, no shirt underneath, every day. I told him yesterday, I said, listen, man, if you show up to practice on Friday morning with sleeves on, I'm going to be upset with you. I said, it ain't going to be a good day. I'm going to make you run or something, because he's been ready to hit somebody. We ran a tunnel screen, and I think Carter called it from Ridgeview, and he called it. Well, Terry just snuffed it out, and he made his beeline to make his break. And we're just thudding up, not taking anybody to ground. Well, he went a little too fast, and Carter was trying to do what he could do, and he was coming a little too fast, and those two that collision wasn't good for Carter. He knocked him flat out on the ground. He got jumped up, but it was a great lick. You know, again, you want to see guys who want to be physical, want to have fun, and this group's been a fun group, and just really enjoyed it.
Well, Terry's definitely physical. I saw him play against North Augusta.
Gritty guy. You know, to be out here when a lot of people will be bundled up and, you know, wear everything like how I am right now and stuff. And he's just ready to go. That's a different question, man.
He's been after it and just gotten after it from day one.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us, man. We got to get you back to the practice field.
Thank y'all.
You got a game to win Saturday.
Appreciate the opportunity. It's a great week. Great game. Thank y'all.
Third of ball, baby.
We might.
Fourth quarter Friday, we're going to hit a quick break, and then we'll finish up the show talking a little bit about Mr. Football, and we might even have another player and coach come on. But catch us real quick after the break.
Morning, Carl. Usual?
Yeah.
Your oldest was in here the other day. Said the two of you took a trip down to my neck of the woods. How'd that go?
Might as well give me one of those Carolina cards while you're at it.
I knew I'd like that one.
Yeah.
There you go, my friend.
Thanks.
Hey, Carl. Congratulations.
See you tomorrow, Freddy.
You bet.
Welcome to Dry Space Crawl Space Solutions. Basement crawl space encapsulation designed for your specific needs. Your crawl space can be susceptible to all sorts of issues, including moisture buildup, mold growth, and structural damage if not cared for properly. Let our trained experts provide basement crawl space encapsulation solutions to protect your home, improve air quality, and enhance energy efficiency. Schedule your consultation today for a safer, healthier space at dryspacecs.com.
Do your wood floors need a touch-up? Visit RecoatRevolution.com in South Carolina today. Welcome back to Four Quarter Friday, part of the Chiefs Sports Network. Let's talk ball.
We're back with the Four Quarter Friday show, Jordan. I'm going to play a quick video that is going to kind of highlight our five contestants for Mr. Football, and then we'll kind of get into that a little bit. But bear with me for just a second because it's a bit of a process here while we're doing this. And we're going to hit go.
South Carolina's Electric Cooperatives are proud to present the five finalists for the 2025 Mr. Football Award. From South Point High School, safety, Jazavian Currents.
What makes Jazavian such a standout leader is just his humbleness, how hard he works on and off the field, things he do in our community, things he does in the classroom, but his leadership style at practice is he leads by example. He shows everybody what needs to be done at practice by showing them and by doing it himself.
From Dorman High School, safety, Kentavion Anderson.
He's always there. Kentavion's never missed a day. You know, he shows up every day. He's always ready to work. That's the weight room, the classroom, and the practice field. You can count on that. Anytime you can count on a player being there, especially a player of the caliber of Kentavion, to be there, to do the little things right, that just speaks volumes for the person he is.
From Northwestern High School, safety, Tamarion Watkins.
He elevates players around him by picking them up a lot. He is our leader on defense. If someone has a bad play, he's the first one there telling them, so what, now what? Trying to get them motivated to get back to where they need to be.
From Dillon High School, wide receiver, Zamorius Robertson.
The thing that stands out about Zay, especially this year for me personally, you know, my wife has cancer, and Zay, just to illustrate the character that this young man has, he organized a team cancer walk through this season that where kids showed out early on a Saturday morning and participated in a walk. And, you know, that for me, that was very touching. And I just think that illustrates the character that this young man shows. And he's just been that way since I've known him. Like I said, he's been a ball boy for us growing up. And now he's one of the best players we've ever had in our program.
From Carver's Bay High School, offensive lineman, Zion Guile.
You know, Zion's presence is huge for our, setting the tone for our team. You know, again, he leads them on and off the field. He's one of the first kids out there at practice and one of the last to leave. You don't have to worry about him missing a day at practice. You know, when you see a kid with the amount of offers and considered the number one player in the nation at his position, working as hard as he does at practice, you know, you can't help but work hard also.
Jordan, that was the cool that was a really cool video that a lot of great people better than me on production side was able to put together for Mr. Football. And just to kind of talk about that real quick, you know, Kentavion Anderson, you live up there in the upstate, plays for Dorman High School and the Cavaliers, and he's committed to Clemson.
Yeah, signed, man.
Yeah.
What a year for the safety in the state of South Carolina. You look at Currents with South Point. You look at, I think, Polo Anderson with Dorman. Then you look at the Northwestern and stuff too. I mean, those three guys, like, and they're everything you want. You know, to go on Polo, you know, you're Tom Allen, say, if what, a couple months ago that he's looking for rangy, speed, guys that love ball. And I'll be honest, I've watched Polo a few times, heard a lot of people talk about him. Nothing but great reviews. And boy, did they Clemson get just that and stuff too, the safety position where that's what we need. You know, one guy just entered the portal. And Polo, man, I am super excited to see him, a state guy staying in state. Man, I can't wait to see what he can do.
Yeah, and then we also have, of course, Gamecock fans know this guy very well, but we have Jazavian Currents for South Point. We've already talked about him at length. We had an interview with him last week after the state championship game. But, man, you kind of heard Coach Collins talk about it, the leadership that he possesses and the humility. It sounds like Shane Beamer's getting not only just an extremely athletically gifted safety, but – and maybe the best one since, Mad Dog's going to help me out here. Nick Immemore, thank you. You know, rangy guy.
Speed, fast. Yeah. You know, doing great for the Seahawks now. I think you're right. I root for every kid, you know, that's in this game instead of South Carolina. Just, you know, we're South Carolinians and stuff. But to hear what Coach said when he drove up to the practice field, it's 100-degree heat, and he's out there with his dad, like, you know, you were a little bit extra for a guy like that that's hungry, that wants to do good. And I have no feeling that, you know, with him, it's going to be some bright days in Willie B.
Yeah, keep talking.
Yeah. I'll tell you this, man. You know, the Currents kid, he can just make plays that other kids can't. You know, I told Coach earlier, he reminds me of Darion Kendrick a little bit there, too, just how he can roll and stuff, too. But you look at the – piggyback there, I know we were on the Anderson kid from Dorman and stuff too. Everything I've heard about him as a leader, Coach Wade Cooper told me that, Coach Farmer and stuff too, Coach Lancaster, just a very special player, but a very special person and stuff too. And that's what more could you want, you know, especially in this day and age, a lot of distractions for younger people. And to kind of go do it and stuff, a huge get for Clemson. Get, and I'm a happy Tiger. I can't hide it.
Well, we're on the opposite sides here. So
table divided.
Absolutely. Right? You know what? Something that Clemson just kind of seemed like they got away from it a little bit is recruiting South Carolina kids. Yeah. And the last time they were as good as they were, of course they had, you know, Christian Walkins, and you can list them by memory, all those studs on those Clemson defenses and offense, you know, Deshaun Watson, but guys like Hunter Renfro,
Sockesty,
right here from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and
Albert Huggins, you know, Kelly Bryant, you know, guys, I'm trying to think, let's see, Kevin Dodd played in this game. I believe I know I'm missing fun. You know, Michael Foster, who's playing in this game.
Carolina kids, they don't win those national championships.
I think there was Denzel Johnson that played at AC Flora and stuff too. Yeah. That, like, you go back to the first national championship game in 2016. Mm-hmm. Like, he was playing valuable time and doing really good. And he wasn't a highly touted guy. You know, I think you got to win the state. Yeah, I think that's one thing that Coach Beamer has done an unbelievable job. He has won the state the past few years.
Yeah.
He's made a little traction and stuff too. But to see Clemson recruit the state a little bit more, and so especially at a position that we need, is great. And I hope we can continue to do that, because there are some athletes in this state that no doubt can help and both sides, wherever they go, Coastal, Clemson, Carolina, you know, wherever it is, Wofford, Furman and stuff that knows what that school means, you know, a little bit too, more than and maybe – an outsider.
And I'll say this too, South Carolina getting three of the five finalists from this group. You got Jazavian Currents from South Point, Zion Giles from Carver's Bay. Dude, he is put together, dude. He's not fat. He looks to be a mauler.
Lean and mean. And it comes at a time where, you know, that the offensive line, you know, that needs some help. And he comes in a time where I think with this class, maybe more than other Mr. Football finalists, is, you know, these are some true talents, but they're kind of going to places where, you know, they handle their business and stuff. They can be playing right away, and stuff. You don't necessarily see that every year, just kind of peaks and valleys and stuff. But kind of there's a lot of guys that I think will, this time next year, we'll be like, oh my goodness, we can't believe he was in high school, you know, last year.
Yeah, and you know, then we have Tamarian Watkins from Northwestern, or Tarian Watkins, excuse me, from Northwestern. He's going unfortunately, to A&M. Our friends in Aggieland. Yeah. I know Beamer was after him big time, too. But good luck to him on Saturday. I had a chance to watch him in the state championship. They're getting a player.
I think, a hybrid guy. I think they may have taken him as a linebacker or something, too. But kind of, I guess, from my Clemson brain, got maybe like a little bit of Isaiah Simmons and stuff, too. I mean, he had a pick six in the state championship game. It was a heck of a play, heck of a read with a backside slant on the RPO. You know, man, rooting for that kid, you know, even though he's going outside the state, man, you know, you root for a kid like that and stuff, too. But I think he's every bit of 6'4", runs well, can go. Like, him and Mike Elko's system, I think we'll be hearing his name on game day in a few years. I really do. Mm.
And then you got Zamarius Robertson from Dillon. Rewind that just a few. I said Beamer got three of these guys. It's actually two, you know, because Zamarius Robertson, I believe, from Dillon's going to North Carolina. Yeah. And so Coach Belichick, you saw the video here a second ago. Look, guy's got some speed.
I think he's going to help out Bill Belichick and staff up there. And probably a guy that can probably play pretty quickly or find his way onto the field. And so that'd be awesome.
Well, just to kind of recap the past Mr. Football winners for the state of South Carolina last year, 2024, Will Wilson from Richland Northeast went to NC State. I'm sure he probably had a redshirt year this year. And then 2023 was Josiah Thompson from Dillon. Who's, of course, at South Carolina and started the last 2 years at off left tackle. In 2022, it was Xavier McLeod from Camden who went to UGA. 2021, Jalen Sneed from Hilton Head started
later
for the
game.
Irish. Hated that he didn't get to the playoffs. Let's just kind of take a real, quick pause and talk a little bit about college football playoff brackets. We've kind of talked about this all week.
Yeah.
Like, golly, we got to get away from the JMUs and the, Tulanes. And that might not be a popular opinion. I don't even know. There might be a South Carolina player, a South Carolina kid on those rosters. But at the end of the day, these two teams, they don't need to be in this playoff. I mean, number one, I think we all can agree that it needs to go to 16 teams. Yeah. But
I think everybody's got an opinion on it, and stuff. I mean, I side with you on a lot of it. As we've talked at length this week, but it's hard to gauge it because I think you do get it right. But what if 2 weeks we wake up and Tulane or James Madison somehow shocked somebody? Now I think March Madness. I know this is a separate sport, but like a 16 seed has to be the one seed. And so, Tom, my fear with there's a lot of stuff going on in college football. We got to get, discipline and certain stuff. And I think, Coach Sweeney and Coach Beamer, a lot of guys really advocating for that, and hopefully change will come. But, my thing is, do we go to 16 and then is ISOC going to be good enough? And then we need to go to 20 teams and stuff too. Me, I've said it even when the 4-team playoff was going on, I was like, I think you need to go to 8. And stuff, and 8 is what it is. But you hate it for Notre Dame, but honestly, for Notre Dame, I know we're live here, and I guess could have some people fire back on this. But I think Notre Dame, they got to join a conference in football.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think they need to. The AD has said some bold stuff lately, but I think they need to join the ACC. To be honest with you, I think that makes they're in it for every other sport. Honestly, why you can't be in it for football. And I think if you're in a conference, I think the ACC's got to figure some stuff out. Like Miami, I believe, should have been in the game. But, maybe Miami, Notre Dame to win it all or to win the ACC and stuff. I think that would have been nice. So, I know I went off on a tangent.
Man. No, that was great. We're about to enter a playoff season for college football. Football's not quite over. Thank goodness.
Thank goodness.
It'll be a long stretch because that's my favorite sport. That's the sport.
Then I go into hibernation after.
Exactly. And I love basketball season. As far as college football and pros go, I'd rather watch high school basketball. And we're actually going to start talking a lot more about high school basketball and wrestling, and then we're also going to start talking about spring sports soon and kind of previewing those seasons. When we come back in January, we're going to take the next 3 weeks off on the Four Quarter Friday show, kind of rest and recharge. The whole Chief Sports Network does that.
And it's well-deserved, too.
Well, you know, football season's a grind.
Fortunately,
though, I don't have to do what they do and start preparing for football season
months
when get back in school in January.
You heard what Coach Collins said earlier, he piggybacked off what Coach Walford said, like, 1 week off and then you're back to it and stuff too. So they're already grinding for next year, and, you know, I love it.
Yeah.
And stuff too, but yeah. Y'all deserve it. Y'all do a great job and kind of really take the time in there for all the viewers listening to do what Steve does and Justin, some other guys, to give notoriety to kids in the state. Man, that's what it's all about. And that's something that, yeah, I remember when I was a player and down here too, there were, Bob Costellos of the world and so they did a good job. But now we have a lot more. And you get to cover a lot more ground with that and you get to hear more stories and stuff too, which I think that's what it's all about at the end of the day. And we're, something has been built, but now, South Carolinian football, like there's nothing better. Put us up against anybody in the country. That's what I have to say.
Well, and if you're watching today, one thing you need to know is about the Chief Sports app. We have a scoreboard in there to keep up with scores. We have high school partners that stream their games for free. We don't charge them anything. We just drop their link into the app, and if you're out of town, you can listen to the broadcast of the radio crew. And if you are a fan and you don't see your team on the app, call up your school's AD or football coach and say, like, hey, this is something y'all should try to do just to give more coverage to these kids. We're building out something real special. A lot of that will be announced in, I think, 2026 to be able to give even more places to go for a high school football or high school basketball or a high school softball fan to keep up with their kids that they care about so much. And that's why this is the last frontier of the love of the game, no matter what sport you're talking about. Jordan, before we get off here, though, let me ask you this. So what was your experience like? I know you didn't get to play because you were injured, right, in your senior year for North South football.
So, no, that was my junior year. I came down here, played, got voted team captain. Trophy that meant a lot. Threw a touchdown pass, had some stuff. I was here down here, and it was 60-something degrees Monday through Wednesday. And then Saturday when we played, it got real cold and rainy and stuff too. But yeah, I was here, and so got my jersey hanging up.
That's awesome. Yeah. All right, we're about to hit basketball season.
Yeah.
All right, you hail from the upstate. I think you're going to help us cover the upstate in basketball a little bit in the next couple months. But who are you looking out for right now in Greenville-Spartanburg area basketball?
I tell you this, I'd be a fool to sit up here and not talk about Dorman. Not talk about Burns, not talk about Bourne Springs, not talk about Greenville High, who's coming off of 5A Division II. There's some really good talent. I think we're getting into it. We have our region play is kind of about to start. Let's see what else we have. Thanksgiving tournaments have gone on. Christmas tournaments are about to be here and stuff. I think January's going to be rolling. No Coach Fowler up there at Burns. His son, Colt, he's as good as advertised. Actually, a guy at Greenville High, Caden Coleman, one of the top players in the state, and very deservedly so. They got a great 1-2 punch with Gavin Griffin, and then I coached Tucker Scholl, who's number 10 for them, who was just a sophomore when I was a junior, one of the top players in the state of South Carolina first class. There's some really guys. There's a lot of guys I haven't mentioned, but I will definitely get to it. Sabid over at Riverside is he can roll. Nate Wilborn at Malden. There's some guys that can really go, and I'm missing a few. Brandon Ray at Eastside.
Before we log off here, and before we kind of log off for the next few weeks, take a little bit of break, but you can't talk high school basketball in South Carolina without mentioning some of these teams in Columbia.
Ridgeview.
Ridgeview's actually hosting the Bojangles Bash. Currently, as we speak, it's a multi-day tournament. I believe they might finish it up tomorrow or not. Yeah, today's Friday, so we're the full quarter Friday show. they're going to finish that up tomorrow at Ridgeview High School. It's a huge tournament.
Awesome.
They have teams from all over the place, they just squeaked out a win against 1A C.A. Johnson.
I saw
it. Was a little real tight game, and C.A. Johnson is supposed to be really, really good this year too. So, Jordan, dude, thanks for joining me.
This is awesome, dude. Yeah. I appreciate you letting me come on. I had the
privilege of coming on earlier in the season, but this is, I could do this all day. I don't know if the listeners want to listen to me all day.
This is a beautiful day, man.
It is. It's the best day.
Yeah.
It's the best day we've had down here. I brought, for the ones that are watching, I brought my toboggan because I thought it was going to be cold, but this is awesome.
We got lucky with no wind. The mic's, no wind. I don't think, picking up any wind. Hopefully, I haven't hurt. I can't hear.
I hit the table 15 times, so I apologize out there for that. But
yeah,
man, this is awesome. What you guys have done to hear people's stories, giving guys a platform to talk about it that you may not be able to see all the time, man. It's awesome. And I tell everybody to go out there and get the app because if you're like me, you don't have to scroll on Twitter nearly as much, which I'm addicted to it. But or Max Preps, you can just go download the app. And, you know, then got your scores right there. It's a, you know, it's a hub for everything you want to do.
Well, thanks for joining us live from Myrtle Beach, Doug Shaw Memorial Stadium for the 78th annual Touchstone Energy Bowl. Thank you to Touchstone Energy for all that they do and all the sponsors that help put this game on. Without that, it would not be happening. All-star games across the country are not happening because of hotel rooms and food getting more and more expensive.
Yeah.
They're having to close up shop because they're losing sponsorships and losing the ability to put together full rosters. And so people don't understand how special the Touchstone Energy Bowl is. Thank you to Scott Early and the South Carolina Athletic Coaches Association. Thank you to Mickey Wilson and his team that helped put this game on and host it here at Myrtle Beach High School. Yeah. And thank you to the city of Myrtle Beach. So with that, you got the Inside the Gamecock show. It's not the preview show anymore, but Jamie and the gang are going to be talking about Gamecock football and a few big-time hires I know they're going to continue talking about this week. So thanks for joining us.
From the Lowcountry to the Upstate, from the Midlands to the PD, we've got you covered. This is our state. South Carolina matters to us, all of South Carolina. We love talking ball, and we love talking ball with you. Thank you for tuning in to the Four Quarter Friday High School Show. Every Friday at 9 a.m. on the Chief Sports Network. Proudly presented by the South Carolina Athletic Coaches Association.